insightful podcasts by informative hosts. Insights into Things, a podcast network.
Welcome to Insights into Entertainment, a podcast series taking a deeper look into entertainment and media. Your hosts, Joseph and Michelle Whalen, a husband and wife team of pop culture fanatics, are exploring all things from music and movies to television and fandom.
Welcome to Insights into Entertainment. This is episode 61. Whipping Up the Streams. I'm your host, Joseph Whalen, and my vibrant and energetic co-host today is Michelle Whalen.
Well, hi, everyone.
How are you doing today, sweetheart?
So far, so good.
So this is, what, week three in isolation?
Nope. This is the end of week four.
End of week four. Wow, it's been that long, huh?
Yeah, because 3 weeks of school and then spring break. Finished up.
Stay home and don't log into Google Classroom.
Right, basically. Even though she did a couple of times just to make sure. So we'll be starting week five, I guess.
So I mentioned that because the gist of the stories that we have today, like much of the entertainment industry, is how to cope with being stuck at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in Disney Detective, we have some Disney family sing-along news we'll be talking about. Then Disney has shared the coveted Dole Whip recipe for you to make at home now. Yep. I know it's one of your favorites when we're in the parks.
Yep, absolutely.
They will also be streaming Illuminations from Disneyland Paris, which is one of our favorite in-park shows.
This is actually a totally different one, though. It's not the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be even more interesting then.
Yep.
No Star Wars news this week. I'm kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, but there really wasn't anything. We you know, most of the stuff was either stuff that we've already talked about.
Right.
Nothing really new, you know,
well, that's,
popping
that's
up.
Good. That means Disney's not screwing Star Wars up anymore this week. In entertainment news, we have several popular casts getting together, I guess we could say.
Yep. For streaming at home things, basically what everybody is doing. So
AMC has a new chat show that they're prepping with Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Walking Dead, which we just love him. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hillary Burton Morgan, what is she from?
She was in One Tree Hill. It's his wife.
Okay.
So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they got married just this past year, but they had been together for
and we didn't
of
get
years.
Invited.
No, we didn't. So the invitation got lost in the mail somewhere.
And then we can take a virtual tour of Dracula's castle, which, you know, everyone loves to do, right?
I do. I would love to.
Then we have, obviously, our insightful picks of the week. So this should be another show to help you get through your social distancing and self-quarantining isolation-y states.
Sure.
We're ready to get into it?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. For Disney Detective.
So Disney had announced during this week that they will be doing the Disney Family Sing-Along on Thursday, April 16th from 8 to 9 on ABC. It'll be hosted by Ryan Seacrest and will feature a unbelievable lineup of celebrities and their families who are taking Disney songs and performing them in their homes with their families. So, you know, again, everybody's home, you know, at this time anyway. So here's something fun to do, you know, with the kids. So, you know, Michael Bublé, Christian Chenoweth, Josh Gad, John Stamos, Amber Riley, you know, the list goes on and on of all the celebrities that are going to be doing this, and I'm sure there'll be more surprises along the way. So the president of ABC Entertainment had said, if there's anything that we've learned in the last few weeks, it's to cherish every moment and the importance of connection, whether through laughter, stories, or music. We hope that we can create some new unforgettable moments in everybody's homes in a way that only the magic of Disney can. So I thought that was kind of sweet. They did say that during the show they'd be having different PSAs, featuring talent from across Disney Television, Walt Disney Television, to raise awareness about feeding America's vast networks and resources for people in the country who are finding themselves in tough circumstances. And, you know, if you are able to donate to feedingamerica.org, they're going to have, you know, links during the show as well. So
that's, you know, I think that's pretty cool. I think it's nice that they are doing the things that need to be done in order to get us through the times that we're in. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I think is interesting are the challenges of doing this.
Right.
You know, we podcast from our home studio here. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, when we're here and our guests are here, it's pretty straightforward, but we've had a couple of instances that we've had to bring in people remotely, using Skype or whatever we use, and there are very unique challenges that, that poses from a production standpoint.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I can only imagine the difficulty of trying to produce something like this, where you're bringing multiple people in from multiple locations using a variety of equipment. Just audio balancing everything has got to be challenging.
Well, and that was, you know, a couple weeks ago, Elton John had hosted the one show, very similar, various different celebrities. And basically it was everybody had, you know, sent in, you know, a video to him. The one performance that was actually really kind of cool to see was the Backstreet Boys, because each one of them was in their own house.
Yeah.
And they must have, you know, they each recorded it separately, but yet still kind of, you know, together. And, you know, obviously it took time to, you know, to put it all together, you know, to produce it. So it's interesting, you know, to see that.
Even like all your talk shows now, like you know, The View, Good Morning America, Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Right, right.
Talking Dead. You know, all your shows are all doing, you know,
home editions
you know,
which is
difficult because not everyone has, you know, when you, even like, you know, we've been experimenting the last couple of weeks with different equipment in here.
Right, right.
And when you bring in equipment that's not matched, it requires very different techniques in order to mix your video and mix your audio and make sure everything is balanced and everything sort of flows together. And that's when I have complete control over everything. I can only imagine the difficulty that, that producers have in keeping things together in such a homogenous environment.
And one of our local morning radio shows that I listen to, the Preston and Steve show, they have, so three of the people in on the morning show are actually in the studio, and two of them are working from home. The one person, if you were to listen, she sounds like she's in the studio, like her equipment, but the other one, his his setup sounds horrible, and he knows it does. You know, it's just he's working with what, you know, what he has. So, you know, I could only imagine, and that's a live show, whereas, you know, all of these other things, you know, for the most part are pre-taped, and, you know, so you can kind of put it together and make it sound a little bit better. But when you're putting on a live show and dealing with all of these challenges, I can't even, imagine.
You can get away with a lot when you're doing a talk show format.
Right, right.
When you're doing
music. Oh, absolutely.
It's not nearly as forgiving.
Well, and one of the bands, the musical groups that we enjoy, Straight No Chaser, they're an a cappella group. So it's not even, you know, like tuning the musical instrument. And they've been posting videos on their Instagram and Facebook page, and they were actually showing bloopers because there's 9 of them in the group, so yeah. They're in a Zoom meeting, and they're all in different towns and states, you know, across the country, and you know, just watching the blooper of them getting in tune, like, hey, do you hear me? Can you not hear me? Let me try going to a different room.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, not some of them have a studio set up like this, and some of them are just in their bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
well, and you also figure in a situation
that.
Like that where you've got 9 people in different parts of the country,
mm-hmm.
not only are you dealing with hardware issues, you're dealing with the physical
mm-hmm.
limitations of the network where you have latency. Like,
oh yeah,
like the speed of light only goes so fast
right.
when you're transmitting
right.
packets over the internet.
Right.
So somebody who's trying to communicate from California to the
mm-hmm.
East Coast, there's a set amount of time it takes
right.
for that
right.
delay. You have to take that into
mm-hmm.
account.
Yeah.
The other thing that's worth noting, there's a shortage of equipment right
mm-hmm.
now. We were very fortunate in that the equipment that we use here was purchased, almost all of it, prior to the crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't have any problem getting any of this. But even right now, getting webcams
mm-hmm.
is very difficult to do home streaming and stuff like that.
Right.
So much so that one of the security camera companies that
mm-hmm.
we have here for our home security, a company called Wyze, they released a special firmware because their cameras are still available because they're manufactured in the United States. So they're not pulling them from the
mm-hmm.
from the Asian market. And they released a firmware that allows you to flash their cameras and turn them into webcams.
Right,
now,
right.
As a means of helping people
mm-hmm.
in a work from home situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, our wide camera here, camera 4,
that
is
one right there. Yeah.
A Wyze cam that I flashed.
Yeah.
It's our Wyze cam pan that I flashed. That's the one we were playing around with last week. And I was very impressed with it, but you know, just all these different
mm-hmm.
ways of
yep.
trying to compensate for this, because it's tough getting microphones,
mm-hmm.
it's tough getting webcams, it's tough getting mixers. So even if you didn't have a studio at home prior
right.
to this,
right.
it's getting progressively more
mm-hmm.
difficult to get the equipment to set one up, even if you wanted to.
Right, right.
So we were very fortunate
mm-hmm.
that we had everything in place before this whole crisis hit.
Yeah.
So, but I, again, you know, my hat goes off to the technical crew, the behind the scenes crew,
mm-hmm. yeah,
who
putting
are producing
all of these different streaming
shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a monumental task to
mm-hmm.
do. You know, it's challenging under ideal circumstances
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
it's nearly impossible under these distributed circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Kudos to the behind the scenes crew for
mm-hmm.
that. So tell us about Dole Whip.
So Disney has shared its classic Dole Whip recipe. So now, time to go out and try and get all your ingredients, if you can find them, if you can get to the store. So last week, they actually had released the churro recipe, which a lot of people, you know, went in and started making churros. And it was a pretty basic, you know, recipe and whatnot. But now this is the one that, you know, everybody's been trying to copy for so long. You always saw different hacks and whatever, but Disney actually had posted it on the Disney Parks app. And it was actually an illustration that they had, kind of like a Instagram story, explaining how easy it was to make the soft serve treat. So real simple. It's 4 ounces of apple juice. Pineapple juice, 2 cups of frozen cubed pineapples, and then a large scoop of vanilla ice cream. That's
wow,
it.
That's pretty straightforward.
That is totally it. You put it in a blender, and then, you know, if you have a piping bag to make the swirl, obviously you can, but, you know, if not, then, you know, just scoop it out. Now, we're fortunate there's a local ice cream place not too far from us that is actually open during all of this, and they actually do serve Dole Whip, and they actually have the pineapple flavor, and I think they usually have a raspberry flavor too, because there's actually multiple flavors of this. Disney just only has the pineapple version. So I thought this was kind of, you know, cool. Again, another thing you know, to kind of help you, you know, through this difficult time, make yourself a treat. One of the cute things, you know, talking about Instagram is one of the hashtags, Homemade Disney. If you put that hashtag in, you will find hours upon hours of people doing these homemade videos. There have been a couple of stories that have popped up of there was the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. There's like 10 different Haunted Mansion rides. Somebody did a It's a Small World. You know, so there's all these cute little, you know, some did Tower of Terror even.
It's funny seeing the creative side of people come out under these circumstances
where they're stuck
recreating the rides, they're recreating family vacation experiences, and they're doing it just, you know, they're getting the kids involved.
Right.
They're doing it in their own home isolation and they're doing it in a way to sort of put it out there.
Right.
So that other people, it can lift other people's spirits.
Absolutely.
So it's so nice seeing that kind of...
Yeah, you know, there are people that are putting on their magic bands, which are, you know, the things that people wear when they're down in the parks to get them on the rides or to get, you know, in their hotel rooms. And then there were people that had printed out the magic band symbol and put it on their door and just held up their, you know, so that they can feel like they were doing it. Or, you know, you have the parents that are, you know, putting their kids in, like, laundry baskets and then on their big screen TV watching, you know, Splash Mountain and making it seem like they're there and then like spraying them, you know, with a mister of water. So it's really cute to see.
It's nice to see that Disney's getting into spirit of that because they're seeing these things as well.
Oh,
because it's showing up on all these Disney sites.
Yeah.
So Disney's seeing this and they're releasing these little things that they've never released before.
Right. They've never released
recipes. So that you
recipes,
can really,
you know,
lend to that,
right.
that magic
so
of getting
you, can,
you through the crisis.
Right. So you can make your, you know, your churro and now you can make your Dole Whip and sit in front. And
we did find the ice cream bars. Where did you find the ice cream?
Those were actually at Target. Target had the Mickey ice cream bar and the Mickey
ice cream
sandwich.
So that's another place.
They had started releasing that when Mickey's 90th birthday. You could find them in select stores and stuff. So that kind of.
So now we just need turkey legs. Need to work on the turkey legs. Disney, if you're listening,
we need the recipe for turkey legs.
All right. Next up, we have Illuminations. Tell us about that story.
So this is Disneyland Paris's version of Illuminations. So obviously, the parks have been closed. Obviously, there were, you know, thousands of families that were, you know, weren't able to go on vacation. But one of the things that Disneyland Paris did was the other night they did a live stream of their Illumination show. Now it is still available online. If you go to facebook.com, I believe it's Disneyland Paris. There's a link that we'll post later on. It's a 20-minute show, and basically it's kind of like the projection show that they do on the castle in the Magic Kingdom in Orlando. So it's kind of the same type of thing, but with fireworks going off and, you know, different kind of music. But what's kind of funny is all of the spoken word and everything is in French.
So if you need to, kind of expect it when in Rome, right?
Right, exactly. So if you need to catch up, you know, touch up on your French, if you're, you know, in school and taking French, here's a, you know, so totally different music than, you know, we're used to. So that might be something maybe for us to watch tonight all together.
Yeah, that'd
you
be
know,
cool to put up
downstairs.
On the big screen.
Yeah, because it's something we've never seen.
It's
so.
Like an exotic version of Disney. There.
Right, right. And that's the thing. A lot of people are, you know, like we're saying, you know, you go on YouTube and you have all these great versions of these rides that you can, you know, you can experience. And now, you know, some of the different shows, too.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we'll take a little break and we'll come back with entertainment news.
Okay.
For over 7 years, the Second Sith Empire has been the premier community guild in the online game Star Wars: The Old Republic. With hundreds of friendly and helpful active members, a weekly schedule of nightly events, annual guild meet and greets, and an active community, both on the web and on Discord. The Second Sith Empire is more than your typical gaming group. We're family. Join us on the Starforge server for nightly events such as operations, flashpoints, world boss hunts, Star Wars trivia, guild lottery, and much more. Visit us on the web today at www.thesecondsithempire.com. So we have the cast of Glee, SCTV, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, blah, 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 and more. Tell us about this one.
So again, as we've been mentioning, all these different live stream, you know, shows are popping up all over the place. So it seems that in previous weeks, they had done some reunion shows with the cast of Frasier, Desperate Housewives, Taxi, and This Is Us. So now, this coming week, they have a whole schedule of each day, a different cast will be getting together. So Sunday on NBC, they're actually going to be showing Jesus Christ Superstar, the live production that they had done, I don't even remember, about a year ago, maybe?
Okay.
So Sunday at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. Eastern time, they're going to be doing a reunion with Andrew Lloyd Webber, Brandon Victor Dixon, Alice Cooper, Jason Tam, and Norm Lewis, who were all part of the cast. So they'll be doing that before
I wasn't the aware that Alice Cooper was involved.
Yeah, he was.
Did he
was
play in Satan in it by chance?
I don't know. He might have. I didn't actually watch it when it came out. So that'll be on Sunday. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m., they're going to be doing a Glee cast reunion, which will be with Darren Criss, Matt Morrison, Jane Lynch, Chris Coffer, Amber Riley, Kevin McHale, Jenna Ushkowitz. So that I was kind of like, okay, that's kind of cool. Haven't seen them all together.
So is this a read through or is this just an interview?
I think it's
session?
Just an interview. Like, hey, how are you guys doing? You okay. know, like kind of getting.
Well, because I know we talked last week about the nanny
right,
doing
the
a
nanny
read through of
the read through. I did watch some of that, and that was actually kind of interesting because they had not to get off of this, but they actually had the woman that recorded the song. She did
nice.
The song, and then they had the producer, so he was kind of reading through, like, and Fran walks through the door, and da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
And then they were actually showing excerpts of the original episode, and then they would break
creative.
To the different characters, you know, that were, and it was everybody that was in the show. So it was
nice.
Interesting to see that. So I don't think this is going to be you know, like that. I think it's going to be more of
where
the just,
now?
Hey, how's everybody
doing?
How's everybody holding up? Da, 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 da. You know, let's share some memories about, you know, the show. So Tuesday is Glee. Then Wednesday is an SCTV cast member get together, which will include Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, and Martin Short.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be probably hysterical because,
yeah.
you know, they're all, you know, hysterical on their own. So I can't imagine all of them together. And then Friday, another favorite show of mine is Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. And it'll be basically almost the whole cast along with the creator and executive producer and the choreographer of the show will be doing on Friday. All of them are at 8 p.m. Eastern time, except for the Sunday, which is at 2 o'clock for the Jesus Christ Superstar. So again,
Jesus goes to bed early on Sundays.
He goes to bed early. But, you know, kind of cool that they're doing this. This is kind of along the lines of, again, as we had mentioned, you know, Wizard World, one of the
right.
conventions that we go to, they've been doing these little online sessions. So last weekend, it was a bunch of cast members from Once Upon a Time. Earlier in the week, it was a bunch of cast members from Supernatural. Today at 12 o'clock Pacific time, so 3 o'clock Eastern time, they'll be doing a bunch of cast members from Buffy and Angel. So it's kind of cool. And I know that there's another convention, Comic Con, that's doing like, it's called like Home Con. But some of their things you actually do have to pay for,
right?
You know, because they're trying to raise money for,
money, yeah.
You know, well, actually for donations, it's all, you know, going towards various funds or whatever. So it's nice to see, again, that there are these options for people, you know, like, okay, I've gone through everything on Netflix, or, you know, I don't want to watch this. Here's, you know, something where you can actually, like, have live interaction.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we had talked briefly about what the fall lineup is looking like.
Right.
And the struggles that the networks are having. And I wonder if this is a trend in the direction of what we're going to see in fall programming, where you cannot bring these people into studio to do these things. Kind of like we saw back in the, 2000s after the writer's strike, when you went up with all the reality TV.
Well, that was the thing. You had all the reality show. And the one article we didn't include, you know, in this week's thing, but we can touch briefly on it, is all the summer shows, all like on CBS, they do Big Brother.
Yeah.
They're not going to have Big Brother this year because of everything going on.
Right.
NBC had 85 hours of Olympic coverage that was going to be happening this summer.
Which is
gone.
Been postponed.
So now what do they show? And then usually starting May timeframe is when the fall shows actually go back into production.
Right.
So not only are you talking about all the summer, you know, reality shows that pop up or whatever that they can't do anything with, but how's it going to affect, you know, the fall coverage going, you know, forward? I know tonight, the Saturday Night Live is supposed to be doing something, and it's basically everybody's at home.
Right.
So it'll be kind of interesting to see, you know, is that
how do you pull that sort of thing?
Right. You know, but that's, you know, that's a sketch comedy thing. You know, that's a little bit different than, you know, your drama shows, and how do you do that going forward?
Situation. Undoubtedly is tragic, especially with the death toll that we're seeing. And everyone is clamoring to find sort of a silver lining to it.
Yeah.
And there's little things here and there, you know, the positive impact on the environment, the cut down of traffic and pollution and all that stuff. That's all one thing. Maybe the one thing from an entertainment perspective that comes out of this that's a positive is it might be the death knell for reality TV, which I think was the absolute worst thing to happen to television. Was reality TV. So maybe this will be the final nail in the coffin.
Maybe.
You know, poor pun, but.
Right.
Maybe this will show people that scripted, you know, I don't know, remote produced.
Right.
Or
even just
is viable.
The talk showy type thing is more. You know, people,
I will say that there's been across the podcast industry, there's been a boom in podcasts at this point in time because this is the one industry that was positioned perfectly to handle this type of isolation. And there's been an uptick in the number. Now, there's certain podcasts that people would watch on their commute that obviously aren't getting that kind of FaceTime anymore.
Right.
But there is a ton of more people that are looking for new content that are burning through all of your streaming content already. And the content that's out there that you can stream is there's a finite supply of it. You're not getting it produced at this point in time. So the content that's being produced
is
going to be stuff that can be filled by podcasting. I mean, you look at your talk shows now, your talk shows are really just, you know, broadcast quality podcasts.
Right.
There's not much difference there. And I think in seeing that and seeing what the networks are doing now and realizing that that podcast networks like ours and so many others out there have been producing this kind of content for years now.
Right.
It gives a certain level of credibility to the podcast industry.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of options out there when it comes to podcasts, not just ours, but, you know, just about anything that you're interested in, you can get on a podcast at this point in time. So it might be a very good chance to go out there and find some content out there that you may have never seen before.
Right, right.
Especially when the fall season starts and there's a glut of content out there from the networks.
Yeah.
So tell us about the new AMC
show. So it was funny. Jeffrey Dean Morgan had actually posted it on his Instagram, and I thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was a real show because, you know, nowadays, you know, again, you don't know what's real and what's not. So it seems that he, you know, being somebody that kind of knows how to deal with the zombie apocalypse, is now turning his attention to a new AMC chat show. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan and his wife, Hillary Burton Morgan, who actually starred on One Tree Hill, will host a Friday night show called In with the Morgans. It'll be a weekly half-hour video chat-based series that'll be, you know, filmed in their upstate New York farmhouse. It'll actually be launching this Friday at 10 p.m. and they'll have various guests. So they'll have a couple of different guests of from The Walking Dead, some stars from The League, even Supernatural, and then some co-stars from One Tree Hill. And they'll supposed to have a local physician on as well. And basically they're going to, you know, kind of talk about how everybody should, you know, how everybody's doing, how to get through the quarantine and the pandemic and different things. And just kind of like, okay, we're all going through this together. You know, what are you doing to cope with it? You know, so, you know, kind of interesting, you know, take you know, so, you know, they said that, you know, that they've both been part of the AMC family for a long time, and they were actually kind of honored to create this, you know, comforting space to, you know, to have everybody kind of come and visit with them, you know, so to speak.
Well, that's very cool.
You know, so it was funny because when we've been, because we're fans of The Walking Dead and Talking Dead, and so the last couple of weeks of Talking Dead, you know, they've had various, you know, cast members in their home and everything, and everybody comments, oh, this is what, you know, your house looks like. Oh, I never saw it before. And when you happen to be on a video call this past week with some of your coworkers, I heard you guys say, oh, so that's what you're, oh yeah, this is all my Star Wars stuff in the back, and here's my cat, and you know, and it's kind of cute that we're all kind of in that together.
Having watched, was it this past week of Talking Dead or the week before, we you know, got a look inside Jeffrey Dean Morgan's farmhouse, you know, he had a beautiful fireplace in the background, and you know, very well appointed, nice. I'm curious if that's where they're going to set up the the shot.
Somewhere you know, but in that area.
I've noticed, you know, I don't watch the talk shows. They have them on the TV in the cafeteria in the office because I'm still going into the office, and a lot of those types of comments happen on these talk shows. Mm-hmm. You know, they were talking, I think it was Live with Kelly and Ryan, and they had a guest online, and they were commenting about, oh, you know, this isn't really what this room usually looks like for this, for the interview here. I changed my background. So it's people are that conscious about the sets that they're working with at home, that they're doing a little production design on their set, which I thought was kind of interesting. Well, we kind of did the same thing with yours. We gave you your own.
Gave me my own little background.
Your Haunted Mansion backdrop there.
Right.
And I used to have a Star Wars, and we used to have a Star Wars backdrop there, but I rearranged things. So I guess maybe I'll be inspired to put a backdrop back
there. There you go.
So moving on from zombies, let's talk about Dracula's Castle.
So horror fans can now virtually tour Dracula's Castle in Transylvania while you're at home. So obviously nobody's traveling anywhere or going anyplace, and everything is kind of you know, being done virtually. So now you can search under Google Maps and look at Bram castle, which is the inspiration for... it was the castle that was used in the inspiration for the story Dracula. So, you know, it's you know, and the castle actually, you know, has very little to do with Vlad, you know, the Impaler. So it's not his castle, but it's the one that Bram Stoker actually kind of used in his descriptions of the castle and stuff. And, you know, Google has, you know, Google Maps now. You can, you know, go to all these lovely places that you've never been able to go to, and you don't need a passport. And this happens to be, you know, another one that's kind of cool to look through. So thanks to Google for, you know, putting these out there for us to go and take our little virtual vacation. So if you've never seen it before and want to get some, you know, interesting views of it, you can search it on Google Maps.
Very cool. You know, it's funny you mentioned this. I'm actually working on a project at work to do a virtual tour of one of our facilities down mm-hmm. in Maryland. We have a new vice president of sales at our company, and he wanted to take all the new salespeople down to Maryland. But we're about 2.5 hours, our office, from Maryland, and he took the first two down, absolutely, like I did, hated the drive because it's a terrible drive.
Right.
And he said, all right, well, just take a whole bunch of pictures and I'll show them pictures of it. And I went to my marketing department when they asked me, you know, where to store those pictures. I said, well, I could kind of one-up you there. I said, I've got a 360 camera. I said, you know, there's technology out there that allows me to go through and take all those pictures, and then it weaves those together mm-hmm. so you can virtually walk them through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a technology that real estate agents have been using for years now mm-hmm. to create virtual tours of houses.
Right.
So opening my big mouth and volunteering that, I've now been volunteered to go down there when all this crisis is over and
to
take all the footage and produce a 360 virtual walkthrough of our Maryland facility. So
nice.
I have to imagine that the Dracula's Castle was done similar to that.
Yeah.
So, but that was all we had for entertainment news.
That is it.
We will come back after a brief break and talk about our insightful picks of the week.
Okay.
Insights into Teens, a podcast series exploring the issues and challenges of today's youth. Talking to real teens about real teen problems. Explore issues from braces to puberty, social anxiety to financial responsibility. Each week, we talk about the topics concerning today's youth. We look at how the issues affect teens, how to cope with these issues, and how parents, friends, and loved ones can help teens handle these challenges. Check out our video episodes on youtube.com/insightsintothings. Catch our audio versions on podcast.insightsintoteens.com or on the web at insightsintothings.com.
And now for insightful picks of the week.
Insights into insightful picks of something or other.
There you go.
So I'm going to be talking about a Netflix show. It is called The Stranger, and it kind of satisfies my British drama taste buds. So it is a British thriller series on Netflix. It is 8 episodes long. So it's a web of secrets that basically just starts unraveling, is really what it's about. It's actually based on a novel called The Stranger. There are some...
Not the song called The Stranger?
No, not the song. There's one of the articles that I read talks about that in the show, there's a lot more characters that they kind of added. that are in the novel, but for the most part, it kind of follows it along. So basically, the series begins with a stranger who approaches this father of two at his son's soccer game and basically tells him that his wife has faked a pregnancy and a miscarriage. And that kind of sends it all, you know, he confronts his wife. And then you find out, you know, there's all these other secrets. So one secret, you know, turns to another. And you kind of find out, you know, all these different characters, how they're intertwined, you know, is this one related to this one, or this one knows this one, or this one works with this one's a friend of this one. And there's all these different secrets that are out there. And, you know, at the end, you know, the ending of it is definitely not what you were expecting it, you know, to be. But I was intrigued and I finished it, you know, in less than a week. Each episode is about 45 minutes long. So, you know, if you're into the mystery, you know, whodunit type thing, you know, some of the British language, it was kind of like, huh? Well, what was that? What'd they mean by that? So it was, you know, the British slang of different things. But all in all, a very good series. You know, highly recommend it if you're, you know, into the thriller, you know, mystery type genre.
Okay, cool pick.
Thank you.
So my pick this week is one that I just watched yesterday on Amazon Prime mm-hmm. Video. The Aeronauts, starring Felicity Jones and Eddie Redmayne, in 1862. Pioneering meteorologist James Glacier, not Glacia, teams up with daredevil balloon pilot Amelia Rennie to advance human knowledge of the weather and fly higher than anyone in history. While their voyage to the very edge of existence helps the unlikely pair find their place in the world, they face physical and emotional challenges in the thin air as the ascent becomes flight for survival. And this is based on a true story. And from the little bit of research that I did, it's actually fairly accurate to the to the historical accounts. It's... You would think it's kind of hard to make a movie interesting about people sitting in a basket of a balloon.
But I guess they did, huh?
It starts off like at the time of the flight, but as they progress through the flight, you see the story unfold in the form of flashbacks.
Okay.
So there's flashbacks to Glacier as he's trying to pitch his idea to the Royal Society in London of being able to predict the weather,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you even see that today, and it's kind of laughable, you know.
Right, right.
When you can be wrong 30% of the time and still keep
and
your
still
job.
And still keep your job, right.
But at the time in the 1800s, that was pure fiction. I mean, that's like Jules Verne controlling the weather type stuff. So they laughed him off the stage with his ideas, and he couldn't get the funding for it. He couldn't get the... material for it, and eventually wound up seeking an alternative to try to prove his theories out.
Okay.
That alternative happened to be Amelia Rennie, who in the movie is portrayed by Felicity Jones. She is the widow of a balloon pioneer. Now, at the time, they were using hydrogen in their balloons. These weren't hot air balloons. And her husband winds up dying in a flight where the two of them are, their balloon rips. And he basically, you learn later on, sacrifices himself to save her. So she's emotionally torn about going up in this balloon again. And initially she agrees to it. And then she sort of flounders on it. And there's kind of a touching story of motivation that finally convinces her to be a part of this thing. And as the two of them take this journey together, the one thing I think that stood out more than anything was the cinematography
mm-hmm.
of the movie itself. you feel like you're up in a balloon with them. You know, there's a storm they go through. You know, they reach heights of over 30,000 feet, and the realism of what the conditions are up there and the frostbite and the action. I mean, you really, I didn't expect there to be action on a balloon at 30,000 feet.
Sure.
But I was very pleasantly surprised at this. It was very well done. And I have to say, Felicity Jones really stole the show on this one.
I mean,
she was the center of attention for this whole thing and did a fantastic job. Fell in love with her as an actress in Rogue One, and she's impressed me very much. And as she carried the whole movie, really. And the other thing, being a historical fictional account, the one thing that always impresses me is when you can preserve the period look of everything. There's a scene where they're running through the streets of London, and it's a single cut scene where they have this little boy running through, and it's not key to the movie itself, but it shows the attention to detail as he runs several blocks in this uncut scene, and it gives you that feel of 1860s London, where you don't see modern technology. You see gas lamps on the street. You see period carriages, and you see the horse, and you see all the stuff, and it sells the movie. Right at the beginning of the movie, it sells that time period.
Okay.
And as you go through, you look at the equipment that's used in the balloon and the material the balloon's made from, and they do a fantastic job of capturing an accurate representation of that time frame. So very good movie. I recommend it. The Aeronauts, streaming now on Amazon Prime.
Very cool.
And we will come back with plugs, I guess.
Sure. Later.
So that was all we have for this week. Before we go, it's worth noting that our audio and video podcasts are available. Our audio podcast you can find as Insights into Entertainment. Video you can find as Insights into Things. These are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Overcast, Castro, and pretty much every major podcast out there.
Yep.
We stream live 5 days a week on Twitch at twitch.tv/insightsintothings.
You can email comments to us at comments@insightsintothings.com.
You can hit us on Twitter at @insights_things.
On YouTube at youtube.com/insightsintothings.
On the web, you can get all of our content at insightsintothings.com.
The audio version of our podcast at podcast.insightsintoentertainment.com.
And on Facebook at facebook.com/insightsintothingspodcast. And that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
We're out of here.
Have a good one, everyone.